Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our public hearing scheduled for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. This is our budget hearing for the year of 2022. So I'll call the meeting to order. At this time, I'd ask everybody rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you take the roll?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Crispin. Seeing as all members are present, we have a quorum. We'll move forward with our meeting. The first item on the meeting is our visitor public comment session. I will note at the outset that although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. For purposes of the visitor public comment session, we try to keep those comments to about 3 minutes. We ask anyone coming forward to identify themselves by first name, last name, and address. And that is about it for visitor public comment. So with that, I'll open up the microphone to anyone from the public wishing to place comment into the record. All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we will move on to the next item, which is new business. That is the reason for our gathering here this evening. This is A on our agenda. It's the presentation and consideration of the proposed fiscal year 2023 budget. And this is going to be handled by Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our annual budget meeting this evening. You all should have received copies of the proposed draft proposed budget in the packet, along with a copy of tonight's PowerPoint. So please feel free to stop at any point. If you want to stop me as I get on the roll, if you have questions, or certainly if you have questions for any of the department managers that are here tonight, we're happy to answer any of those questions that you might have.
Just check your mic, Chris. Make sure it's either on or close, just because the folks behind you are going to have trouble hearing if that's
test. Testing?
That's good. If you speak into it like that, that's good.
Okay. So as we approach the end of 2022, COVID-19 and its impacts on our local economy have finally begun to wane. While this is promising news, the township needs to continue to prepare for a 3 to 5 year recovery period before there's a return to normal financial projections. It's the same message I had last year at this time. You know, I think it's safe to say that we've gone through another cycle here this year in 2022. We've seen promising results, particularly in the amusement tax and the pilot payments. As we know, that we'll see a full pilot payment by the end of this year for 2022. All great news, all signs that the economy is improving locally. And you know, I have no reason to doubt that we will have another successful season next year as well. So tonight, we look towards 2023. I know it's a couple of months away now, but it's going to be here before we know it. And the draft budget that we present tonight has been prepared to continue the high standard of service in our community in spite of the difficulties presented by the greater national economy, a lot of which we talked about during our third quarter update a few meetings ago. So for folks that have never looked at our operating budget and how it operates and how it works and how it functions, Section 3205 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code provides the foundation of how tax levies are established, and they create the foundation for our annual budget. So for Derry Township in 2023, I'm proposing again that our budget has 11 funds, 8 of which are operating and 3 are capital. Our operating funds include the general fund, the streetlight fund, the community center fund, solid waste fund, library fund, the debt service fund, liquid fuels, and then, of course, the general operating reserve fund. On the capital side of the equation, we have the capital reserve fund, the community center reserve fund, and the road equipment fund. So the purpose of tonight's meeting is for the Board of Supervisors to review the proposed budget for 2023. After our presentation this evening and any questions that you might have, I'm going to ask that you would approve a motion this evening to authorize advertisement of the budget and make it available for 20 days for public inspection, at which time, at the end of that 20-day period, in accordance with Section 32OB of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, we would be in a position to adopt the 2023 budget at your December 6th meeting. So some highlights, you know, this is in your packet, but just to reiterate once again, we continue to follow our board's guiding principles. The administration is presenting a no-tax increase budget. The real estate tax level will remain level and flat at 2.5381 mils. I'd like to stress that this is the third consecutive year of a no-tax increase budget that we are presenting. And I know I'm the voice of this budget for you, but it wouldn't happen if we didn't have the folks that sit right here to my right. I say this at every opportunity that we get. If it weren't for the fact that they are tremendous stewards of public money, we would not be in the position we are today. And, you know, to them, they're a pleasure to work with as their manager, and they're certainly the unique professionals of their departments, and they always have answers for the questions that we have from the public, from the board, and from myself. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that's here tonight. Moving forward, our budget maintains consistency with the DCED chart of accounts. You may recall when I started here a number of years ago, the budget, while in conformance, needed a bit of tweaking. We've done that now over the last couple of years. We are in full conformance with the DCED chart of accounts. Our general fund balance at the end of 2023 is projected at $3.3 million, with an additional $4.6 million in the general reserve operating fund for a combined balance of over $8 million. That's tremendous news. When we look back 4 years ago, that number was significantly lower, and we did not have a dedicated operating reserve. So what that does for the township is you are now taking money and putting it aside into a separate fund that does nothing more than grow and serves as a backstop for problems should we incur another flood, issues within the township that would require emergency cash. That's the fund that would support that. You know, our budget, and you'll see it if you look through it, we're going to allocate another $1.1 million to the operating reserve in this year's upcoming budget. We continue to maintain township services at its current levels, and we also are anticipating $3.7 million worth of capital projects to meet the needs of the township. Wage increases for uniform and non-uniform bargaining employees are set at 2.75%, as is the current collective bargaining agreement state. What I think is important to note, just like it was last year, because of our participation in the cooperative health purchasing agreement, healthcare costs for Derry Township are only increasing by 0.5%. That's tremendous. You know, you don't ever see that kind of number in the private sector, particularly in the economy that we're in right now. I think, you know, that bodes well for the fact that we are partnered with other municipalities in the pool trust that spreads the cost throughout. So our increase in our utilization has kept our rate increase at 0.5%. All of our other insurance lines, those renewals come in late in the year. They're usually in around December. We budgeted conservatively at 5%. I think that's a fair estimate of where we are. Those numbers probably will fluctuate a little bit higher or lower depending on where the renewals come in based on all of the other numbers and factors that they use to determine our rates. This is a snapshot of what will be in your final budget book if the board approves the proposed budget this evening to go out for public inspection. This is a summary of all funds, and again, I just want to focus your attention on the ending balance for the general fund. There's that $3.3 million we just talked about, and then here at the general reserve fund, $4.6 million. As you can see, we're projecting $1.1 million to go into savings by the end of next year. In addition to that, I want to slide down here to the second part where we talk about the capital improvement funds. This is the first year that we will be putting $150,000 aside in the community center reserve fund for the sole purpose of beginning to create that pad, that nest for issues as they arise at the community center, because as time goes on, it's not a matter of if things will break, it's a matter of when. You know, so we as a township are proactively taking that that decision, and I'm asking the board to not change that and continue to put that $150,000 a year aside year over year, as long as our budget can sustain that, to allow those funds to grow so that we can keep our center fresh, we can repair the things that are broken, and keep it a jewel that it is today, and as it is in coming into year two. Hopefully by year 10 it still looks the same and has the same level of excitement. General fund revenues, you'll see that we do a very conservative estimate of where we think revenues will be by the end of 2013. We're saying in the aggregate it's an increase of 0.13%. So total available for appropriation in 2023, including your fund balance, is $27,206,640. Much like our quarterly updates, that breaks out to about 56% as your Act 511 taxes. That includes your amusement tax, real estate transfer tax, parking taxes, pilots. Pilots are considered part of the real estate property tax, and that's at 28% of all revenues generated. If we look at this distribution for the Derry Township taxpayer, we represent 8% of every dollar collected, or 8 cents on every dollar. That's tremendous value. Talk about it every quarterly update. For the Derry Township taxpayer, we get a generous amount of services for the 2.5381 mills that we assess on real property. And when comparatively to neighboring municipalities, for that dollar, that 8 cents on every dollar, it is tremendous. As you can see, comparatively, the Derry Township School District's rate at 19.4348 mills is 63%. Of your budget, or not our budget, their budget, and Dauphin County represents 29% of real estate taxes collected. So we're still the smallest piece of the pie, but I think we provide the largest bang for the buck. On the expense side of the coin, we're proposing a 6.25% increase over where we were last year. Total expenses are at $23,883,949. I'd like to point out, you'll see some decreases primarily in tax collection services. This represents the decrease in funding to the tax association. As you know, in the last couple of meetings, the board has approved moving tax collection services along with the Derry Township School District to third party, be it Dauphin County for real estate tax collection and Keystone collections for the occupation and LST taxes. Additionally, there's a 12% increase here in the interfund transfers. That represents those savings that I talked about, that $1.1 million that we're moving into the general operating reserve and the $150,000 into the community center reserve fund.
If we have a question, should we ask you while you're going, or wait to, how would you prefer?
Yeah, you can stop me.
Those numbers, generally speaking, are all very good. The one that jumps out is the engineering services increase, and I just thought you could touch on that. It's such a big number.
Absolutely. So year over year, when we were budgeting for engineering services, a bulk of that $130,000 is reimbursable. So a lot of that is a pass-through. So when you look at the revenue side of the coin, you'll see a matching $130,000 stream of money coming through from developers paying for plan reviews, those types of things. The other $20,000 that's there represents non-reimbursed projects. So from time to time, as you're aware, when we sit down and talk about a traffic study somewhere in Derry Township, that's where those amounts will be billed against that $20,000.
Okay. So some of that represents money that's reimbursed. That $250 that's proposed, that's not necessarily the $250 that we're ultimately responsible for paying.
Correct. So there's $230 on the revenue side. There's $230 on the expense side. There's also $20,000 on the expense side to make up that total $250 for unreimbursed engineering expenses.
Okay.
Or expenses that the township's incurring on its dime.
That isn't reimbursed.
Correct.
Mr. Christen, before you, since Chris asked a question, I've got one too.
Sure.
Actually, more of a comment. I just wanted to note on there that you can see on your spreadsheet how much the township taxpayers are now saving thanks to the change of our tax collection services.
That's correct.
So that's one to point out.
Yeah, that's a 73.5% savings to the township. And equally on the other side for the school district, maybe not quite as high. You know, they have some other costs on the other side of that that they're going to have to incur that we're not. Since we Dauphin County already provides a bulk of the services for us, it's just a matter of where the remittance will go for payment.
But it's significant, and now there's a lot of other options too, as we just discussed before, for our residents to pay those taxes that might be more convenient for them.
Absolutely. You know, paying online, paying with a credit card, ACH deposit or withdrawal, all of those are positives, you know, from a tax collection standpoint. Moving on through the general fund expenses, nothing else really jumps out. You'll see this 14% increase in public works. I just want to point out that that is a reallocation of expenses. As we went through the budget, we realized that certain things were coded to the wrong line items, so that is an adjustment. That's why it looks a little off, but it's really not an increase of whatever that is, 14.36%. So graphically represented, I know I show this every quarter as well. Obviously, the bulk of our expenses go, and this year changes. It shifts to interfund transfers. So it used to be police services was the king of the hill in terms of expenses, but this year, you know, we are a bulk of our expense load is located here, 38% with the interfund transfer, and that again is moving your money into a savings account, going to that general operating reserve. It continues to grow. Public works at 9%, and then all the remainder of the general fund expenses. But that transfer also incorporates things to the debt service fund. It includes transfers to the park and rec fund, to the capital projects fund. That's why it's 38% of your general fund operating budget. With respect to personnel costs, as I noted at the outset, our bargaining units are in 2023 are 2.75%. That represents a net change of 2.1% over where we were a year ago. That total personnel costs, including benefits, wages, insurance, is $13,483,145. So again, as being a partner in PIMIC, we're seeing a 0.5% in our healthcare cost lines. That's fantastic. I do know that with their arrangement with Capital Blue, we will probably see another good year in 2024 based on their contract, as long as our utilization remains at a level that will keep us within that 0.5% increase for the 24 budget. But always good to know. Are there any questions before I move on to the separate funds, general fund related at this point, questions you might have for the department managers or myself?
Chris, what would the line item be for the borrowing for the new fire truck? Again, my first time doing this. Is that on there, or did you get through that, or did I miss it?
So the borrowing for the fire truck,
the ongoing debt service fund.
It would be in the debt service fund.
In the fund, so okay.
So when we get to 23, if you look through there, you'll see the revenue streams of where the money will be there, payments will come out of there.
Service.
Correct.
Okay. I see. Okay. Thank you.
So the Township Streetlight Fund, every year, we monitor all revenues and expenses required to maintain streetlights throughout Derry Township. Revenue is generated by front foot assessments for the property owners and transfers from the general fund to cover utility costs for the lights. This is in accordance with Article 20 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. So for 2023, we're projecting a total of $371,800 being available for appropriation, and the fund always ends up netting itself out at zero each year. We don't carry a balance there unless we have to, but we try to increase that front foot assessment a few percentage points each year to accommodate changes in rates that we're being charged by the electric company. The Community Center Fund, this is the fund that is dedicated to funding all of the activities that go on at your community center. So in 2023, total revenues are anticipated at $2.4 million, total expenditures at $2.4 million, leaving the fund balance of zero. Again, we try to run that without maintaining a fund balance year over year, but it's not the worst thing in the world if we do. So total general fund transfer to assist the operations of the budget for this upcoming year is projected at $999,468, which is 12% less than we were in the current calendar year of 2022. Yeah, that's a credit to Zach and his team trying to keep an eye on the budget and continuing to reduce the general fund responsibility to be running and operating the center. As I mentioned in our third quarter update, you know, the goal of a center our size, and really in any municipality, is to try to break even. You're never going to make money on it. That's not what we do. But we try to provide good services at a reasonable price so that they offset themselves. And I think to date we've been able to accomplish that. We continue to hire staff. As you know, the township is not immune to employment shortages, whether it's in public works or the community center. Trying to attract quality people to work for the township, even today, is sometimes difficult. But we, you know, again, as I mentioned to Zach and his team, and to credit them, they are doing an outstanding job of programming the center and continuing to drive the interest and bring people in so that hopefully as time goes on, and again, this is year two for the center, we can continue to try to reduce that subsidy from the general fund. I mean, that's our goal. But, you know, that number could fluctuate depending on activity in the center. So I just want to point that out. Questions?
I'm just a little bit confused. So on the top number where you have the anticipated revenues, does that include the $999,000? Okay.
Yes.
So that includes that.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not memberships. And the difference between if you take the 2.4 and subtract the 999, that's what's coming in memberships and things like that.
Correct. The revenue streams for the center. Okay. So yes, that $2.4 million includes that $999,000 number. Now, as we pointed out in the third quarter, we had, $1.1, $1.2 million budgeted for this year. We went through a majority of the year because we had such a huge membership spike early on because of the anticipation of the center opening. It didn't require general fund transfer. That helps the overall scope of the budget. It helps you be able to put more money aside in a way. But again, based on our experience through year one, that's what we're anticipating for year two.
And it could be better, right? It could be better if more people join or more people do programs.
Correct.
Okay. And Chris, that's strictly operations and maintenance, right? That does not include the cost of the debt?
That does not include the debt. The cost of the debt service for the community center is housed in the debt service fund in 23. So that's approximately $1.5 million for the center itself.
This is just this budget that we're looking at is strictly for operations.
Strictly operating.
Got it. Thanks.
Sure. Moving on to any, well, before I jump on, any other questions about community center funding for Zach, myself? The solid waste fund. As you know, in previous budget years, the solid waste and recycling services were budgeted within the recycling fund. We did a name change as part of that budget format to the solid waste fund. But it does retain its core functionality of what it had done previously. As I point out year over year, it's really become necessary to separate these funds from the general fund. It demonstrates to DEP, Dairy Township's commitment to providing reasonable and responsible solid waste and recycling services throughout the township. And it also demonstrates to DEP that we can sustain those services. So that will then impact your recycling grant performance and those recycling funds that come through the door. The better we are at recycling and solid waste disposal, we get higher numbers back from state year over year. And it's just that simple. We use the funds that come in here to pay for services to maintain the system. And, you know, Dairy Township has one of the robust, more robust recycling services in the county. For 2023, we're projecting total available revenue at $1.1 million, with total expenditures at $780,000, leaving a balance of about $391,000. That can remain in that fund and should. So as time goes on and we need additional equipment to sustain the program, we have a nest egg to rely upon. Moving on to the library, of course. Funding for this account for revenues and expenditures related to the library, there's three distinct funding streams. Dairy Township, Friends of the Hershey Public Library, and the endowment. So total available funds for 2023 are $1,097,982. Total expenses are budgeted at $1,097,982, leaving us a zero balance. We anticipate this year's state grants from the library to be about $86,000, $87,000. And again, credit to Allison, who is our newest director, coming in and bringing fresh ideas. You continue to do great things at our library. It's one of the crown jewels of Dairy Township. questions before I move on.
Yes, sir. Just, I guess this is a question for Allison. But, you know, during COVID, the library probably took the biggest, or may have taken one of the largest hits at, financially at the township in terms of staffing and funding. So are you, now that you've been in your role for the over a year, you've had a chance to reflect on the staffing and hours served, you know, you have thoughts around that? Does this budget reflect any ideas or recommendations you've made?
Yes, so it includes three new part-time staff members that we've requested. One is a teen librarian, one is a marketing person, and then another person is a children's cataloger. That's filling some gaps that we've seen in staffing and just services in general at the library. However, we've decided to focus on providing really excellent service in the hours that we are currently open. We recognize that we are potentially heading into a recession. We want to be cognizant of that, so I have really only asked for three new staffers. We're going to see how that pans out. I might ask for more next year, but right now we're really focusing on excellent service in the hours we're open.
Well, thank you for managing that so well, because it's no easy task, I know, throughout COVID.
Thank you. So number, moving on, 23 is our debt service fund. This is the fund that accounts for all tax revenues and expenditures used to meet the debt obligations of Derry Township. Total debt service payments, including both principal and interest for 2023, is $3.4 million. The year-end fund balance is projected at $2 million, and that represents the RACP grant for the community center project that will be housed in this fund to grow over time, so that when we can retire the debt service closer towards the end of its life, we have that balance to rely upon. We obviously always continue to monitor any refunding opportunities that we might have. 2023 might be a little challenging based on the larger economy, so we might not have as many of those opportunities as we would have hoped for.
Chris, so this is strictly all tied to the community center? There's no other debt?
No, this is the entire township's debt load.
So of that $3.5 million, what portion of that, I think you said it was $1.5 million, goes to the debt? And that's in addition to the $1 million in fund transfers from the township to it that we looked at earlier, that $999?
Yes.
I rounded up, sorry, to $1 million.
Yes, so that transfer from the general fund comes in as part of that $3.4 million. That's part of that.
Got it. But there's $1.5 million in debt towards the community center, plus $1 million in township transfers for operating and maintenance, right? So a total of $2.5 million to run the community center next year.
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
When you're looking at both operating and debt, yes. Any other questions? So moving on to the capital side of the equation. The Capital Reserve Fund is anticipating $2.7 million worth of expenditures, and we can highlight them here. They're in your budget packet. In the descriptions tab, you can see where it breaks out. Police services includes vehicles, fire protection. This is where money is housed in that debt service fund, but then it's transferred and it's expended here for debt service payments on the new apparatus that we're acquiring. So there's some payments in here for the ladder truck, for the new engine that will be delivered in 2 years. Participant recreation, that $1.7 million number, if you recall last year, that number was $10 million. That represents what remains, $1.6 million of that is what remains on the construction costs for the community center project. So I think at our third quarter update, we had talked about where that $1.6 million stands. So right now we have $2 million in capital campaign funds that exist to offset those costs. There's another $440,000 of bond proceeds that exist to help offset those costs. And then, of course, it's still in the contingency. There's about $600,000 to deal with repairs at the center that may have to be borne by the township that aren't borne by the construction folks themselves. So we have plenty of money available there to deal with that 1.6, but this is where it gets identified. Questions so far? The Community Center Reserve Fund is 31, so it is I will account for all capital needs of the center, as I noted at the beginning of our presentation. This is the first year that we are transferring $150,000 to that fund, and year over year I'm going to make that request to the board, hopefully through our each successive budget that we go through, to continue to build that nest egg that we need to maintain the center moving forward. My hope as time goes on, as there are other partners in the community that use this building, that they are beginning to contribute to that $150,000 nest egg as well. And I think it's only fair to make that ask. So I think that's something I would recommend to the board, that as we begin 2023, we try to secure additional funding from those that use the building the most. And the Road Equipment Fund, this is, again, 32. This was a new fund that was established in the 2020 budget. Under Section 3205A10 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, it allows you to really dedicate millage here, up to 2 mils, and this would be strictly for the sole purpose of buying road equipment for the Public Works Department. Our budget right now, the way it's structured, we do not have millage coming into this fund directly, and it's subsidized by transfer from the general fund. A few years ago, I talked about the need to evaluate the mills and where they are. At this point, I'm not making a recommendation that we dedicate a specific piece of millage to this until our overall financial picture is more solid than where it is today, meaning that we have more money in savings. We're not just zeroing it into this account, because once it's here, you can't spend it on anything but road equipment fund, So when you leave it in the general fund, that's your broadest use of any millage. You can move it around, and the second class code allows a lot more flexibility for the use of those dollars. So in 2023, we're anticipating a transfer in, so a total revenue of $401,744. Going out also for $401,744, leaving a balance of zero to help the Public Works Department purchase equipment that they need to continue to provide the services that they do for the community.
Of course, I've got a question. In our last couple meetings ago, we were talking about the new fire engine. I think we also were looking at purchasing new vehicles for Public Works. How does that work into this number? So those are, I think we had to purchase those to get those at a good price.
Yes, so vehicles have been ordered, and in fact today we closed on that line of credit or that financing that the board talked about. So the $1 million for the current fire apparatus was reimbursed to the township, because if you recall at our last meeting, your bills list approved us paying that out 100%. That's done. We've now been reimbursed. Those funds have been reapplied to the AR, to the ARPA money, where they are in a separate account. The Public Works equipment, much like that first million that we took out, we have another $2 million on that line that we can draw upon. As we get bills in for that, we will draw down additional funds from that borrowing to make the payment on that equipment. That would not be coming out of this account specifically. We would have that coming out of debt service or capital, or the capital reserve fund itself.
So are these, this fund would be for trucks that the Public Works might need in 5 or 10 years?
Yes, but these I do believe represent equipment that you need for 2023. I'm not sure what you want to put equipment. So the money that we, like I said, that we're showing is in the debt service fund now. It will get moved out to then pay for these expenses on the other side.
Hey Chris, I have a question about this. I know the fire department has a rough schedule of equipment replacement over time. I assume they still have that.
Yes.
Does Public Works have something similar to that?
I'm going to defer to Tom.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How far out are you?
I believe there's 4 years left of what we had done some time ago.
Do you keep expanding that every day when you come to the end of the
I have it for a year or two because it's been a little crazy, but I will.
Are you looking for equal replacements over time, or are you looking at maybe improving, say, alternate fuel vehicles or something like that down the road?
I've never found an alternate fuel vehicle for snow piling and road work.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious to see if you were exploring that down the road. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions on road equipment? 35, liquid fuels. The liquid fuels fund is subsidized completely by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation, Bureau of Municipal Services, liquid fuels funding. Fuel taxes are based on the total miles of locally owned roads and streets in Derry Township, plus the most recent U.S. Census figures on record. That should say, well, 2020. But Derry Township has approximately 124 miles of locally owned roads, and the 2023 allocation was calculated on approximately 28,000 residents. Total anticipated revenue for liquid fuels in 2023 is projected at $805,000, giving the fund a total of $4,045,918 available for appropriations. Again, this fund is limited. It's audited by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and it's limited to special equipment that it can purchase: snow and ice removal, signs, road striping, road repair, which is where a bulk of our paving projects probably come out of this fund. Total anticipated expenditures for 2023 are anticipated at $757,109. Lastly, the 95 fund. This is the General Operating Reserve Fund. This was a new fund that we created back in 2020 for the sole purpose of beginning to create a true operating reserve for Derry Township. It provides a source of funds for unforeseen emergencies that may arise in the community. In 2023, we're anticipating a transfer of $1.1 million to create a fund balance at the end of next year at $4.6 million. That's fantastic news. You know, a lot of municipalities are struggling. We weathered the storm of COVID by making it. This board made difficult decisions with respect to service delivery, and we cut services and staffing to make it work without having to rely on tax increases. And the budget is beginning to show and become the beneficiary of those decisions, because revenue continues to come into the township, and we're actively putting that away year over year over year. So the hope is, my hope for the township, as we look at this year over year, that within the next 3 to 5 years, we have a $10 million balance on its own in the general operating reserve. That would be tremendous. In addition to that $3 or $4 million that serves as your fund balance for the general fund, now you're looking at $14 million. What that means for us is it will improve the township's bond rating. At the same time, over that same period, we're reducing debt service, and you know, that's the best of all places to be. So improved bond rating allows us to go out to the market when we need it, if we should need it, more favorable financing. It's ideally it's where the community should be. So any questions about general operating?
Does that just sit in cash?
What will happen is, as time goes on, we will look to invest those dollars. We'll work with the township's investment advisors, our financial advisors, to make key recommendations. A, that's permitted by the second-class township code to maximize that money. So, you know, as time goes on, year over year, we hope to see interest earnings grow.
And I think we just need to be flexible in our approach, Chris. This is my opinion, because as the community continues to grow, there's going to be continued demand on the police department, public works, parks and rec. I mean, everybody's in here, library, community development. I mean, as we continue to grow, I see how much busier, I have a little bit of perspective, because I see how much busier this team is here at the township today in 2022 than they were in 2008. So I know with the number of the development projects that are in the West End, and for instance, you know, that's going to generate additional demand on all of their resources. So I think we always have to be flexible, and we want to put away as much as we can and build that general fund balance. But we also need to be realistic that, you know, we don't want to raise taxes. So there is money. Is what we're saying is there is money in this budget that, as we have to grow, you know, we can do so without raising taxes. And so we just have to be flexible.
That's harsh. And that is the benefit of having a general operating reserve fund, because you have that flexibility. So in closing, you know, as has been the direction of this current board, the draft 2023 budget is being presented as a no-tax increase operating plan, and it represents a conservative approach to maintaining community services that the township provides on an annual basis. Dairy Township continues to deliver high-quality, cost-effective community services, and the 2023 budget provides that roadmap to support those operations. So again, as I noted at the outset, if there are following any final comments and questions that the board might have, I would request that a motion be made to authorize the advertisement of the proposed 2023 budget, and it then would be in a position to be adopted at your December 6th meeting. So again, on behalf of myself, the administrative team that's here, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to continue to serve, and we look forward to any other additional comments and questions you might have.
Yeah, before we open it up for questions, and hopefully, and if there are questions, I encourage people to ask them. I do want to just repeat something you said in the very beginning, which is, and I'll add you to this, but a lot of the hard work that goes into staying within budget is attributable to the people in this room. And so kudos to Zach and Allison and Tom and Dave and Chuck and the chief, because we get good results year after year because largely because of your effort and this team's effort. So I want you all to know we do realize that as a board, and we thank you for that. So any comments, questions? That's probably a testament to the fact that you sent this to all of us several days ago. We've all not been able to review it, so this was a little bit, we all had a little opportunity to go through this on our own, so thank you, Chris. With that, then, we can entertain the motion.
I'll make a motion to terminate this here.
Well, how about, no, I'm sorry. Can you withdraw that motion?
I would try that. I'll make a motion to authorize Chris to advertise this budget as proposed.
All right, so motion made by Mr. Zamuda to authorize the advertisement of the proposed 2023 budget. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And that motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Zamuda and Mrs. Nutt. With that, Mr. Chrisman, do you have anything else before we conclude your section on the agenda? We just have to finish off the meeting here with public comment.
No other comment other than to say thank you. We appreciate your leadership as well. The board, you know, always finds itself in unique positions of looking at service delivery and, you know, answering to the taxpayer at all times. So we appreciate the guidance that you provide to us, you know, every 2 weeks, and it's appreciative. So thank you.
Thank you for a job well done. And the good news is I do have it on a special authority that we did find money in the budget for Supervisor Corrado to have his photo taken. So we were working for months on that. We scratched up the $75, and we're excited. That's going to happen in December. So Supervisor X will no longer be anonymous.
Thank you.
All right, thank you then very much. Appreciate everybody's time and effort. That'll take us to the next visitor or public comment session, so anybody wishing to come forward, please do so at this time. All right, seeing as no one has come forward, that'll conclude the visitor public comment session. At this time, Mr. Zamuda, we can entertain your motion if you'd like to remake it. I'll go ahead and make a motion. Okay, go ahead.
Who's going to make a motion to call this meeting.
Motion for Mr. Zamuda to adjourn the meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion second by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
No tax increase, Dave. That's all you wanted to hear.